some of those prognostic factors one has no control of. It seems like the factors that one may have control of have to do with treatment options. So what are the treatment options then that would improve the outcome for patients with ARDS?
So besides the ventilator, there are several non-ventilator therapies that very recently have been shown to improve mortality. One is neuromuscular blockers or paralytics. And so when we talk about putting a patient on a ventilator, we want them to be in sync with the ventilator. Because if they're not in sync, that potentially causes more ventilator injury.
You don't want the person to fight the ventilator.
Correct. Right. Correct. And so the best way to do that is by giving them a little bit of sedation and making them comfortable. But when their injury is severe and they are fighting the ventilator, one of the therapies that's been shown to improve mortality is actually to paralyze the patient, keep them heavily sedated, and give them a paralytic.
Yeah, so that's always a terrifying thought. There you have somebody who's on a ventilator, and now you're paralyzing them. And as a loved one, you want to make sure that the person doesn't feel any of that.
Absolutely. And so when I care for a patient in the ICU and we have to reach for paralysis, I talk to the family extensively and say that they won't remember this, that they are heavily sedated when they're paralyzed to help the ventilator work and allow time for their lungs to recover from the injury.
Because the last thing anybody wants is a paralyzed human on a ventilator who's wide awake.
Absolutely.
That would be terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
Sedation is incredibly important.
Yes.
Yeah. What else can you do to alter the treatment?
One of the things that we find actually is that we can place patients on their stomach, or what we call the prone position. And that's also for severe injury. And that homogenizes the ventilation that we give a patient. So just putting them on their stomach causes less injury to the lung. And that's been shown recently to also improve mortality.
So there have to be new ICU beds that have a place for the person to be able to lie on their stomach with a tube. There have to be holes in the bed.
There are actually specialty beds, but actually it's not a process that is done with a lot of extra effort. It takes three or four nurses and a staff willing to patient on their stomach. And in this study, there weren't any increase in adverse events. The tube coming out, extra bleeding, pressure ulcers. And so there isn't a lot of risk to actually just move a patient on their stomach for up to 16 hours a day. And we know and we've seen that that improves oxygenation and does have a mortality benefit. 20 days out, patients that are prone early, on their stomach early, have an 18% mortality versus about a 38% mortality.
Huh. What about the role of physical therapy?
It's huge. And even more so now, we're finding that from a basic science standpoint, exercise actually probably is anti-inflammatory. And patients that have active physical therapy in an ICU, even on a ventilator, helps those long-term outcomes. On average, a patient who survives ARDS, about 77% return to work at 1 year. Physical therapy early on helps fight against the long-term morbidities of muscle weakness, neurocognitive abnormalities such as memory, depression.
When one's in an ICU, a patient's in an ICU, whether they're on a ventilator or they're not on a ventilator, most of the time patients don't really recall that much about the episode in any case. Does physical therapy help with that post-ICU phenomenon?
It does. It helps against what you're describing as post-ICU delirium. And so even 2 decades ago, patients, to promote in sync with the ventilator, they were heavily sedated. We're finding that patients that are in sync with the ventilator, not fighting it, the less sedation we give them, the more physical therapy we give them, the less ICU delirium they have.
So it's a balance between paralysis, sedation, and being able to do physical therapy.
Correct. We only reach for paralysis in a severe cases. the small fraction. The majority of patients on a ventilator, the goal is now to keep them awake and have them work with physical therapy, actually walk down the hall on the ventilator if possible.